I think this is the first question we've ever had from this part of the world, Stuart.
Constant growth has seen some people in society emerge from squalor and poverty, but actually the way we keep pushing, it's going to put people back into it.
If you just put one foot in front of the other, you never know where you'll be swept off to. You never know where you're going to end up. You know, so these smaller steps are really the most important things. And we hope we can help you with that.
On today's episode, we hope to stretch your thinking and hopefully you'll learn something new. We are the People's Countryside Environmental Debate Podcast. And the question we're going to be discussing today, my co-host and I, is going to be from Anzu in Japan. And her question, do the public suffer with climate emergency fatigue? Do you suffer with climate emergency fatigue? Do you suffer with fatigue at all? What's behind that if you do? It's worth exploring. I'm Stuart the Wild Man Mabba, and I'm pretty much a full-time social justice and environmental campaigner. I work behind the scenes exploring the psychology. My job is getting out there, getting people out into nature, making it part of daily life in the hope that they will want to protect it. And my challenge this week is an ongoing challenge. I'm having a conversation with my GP. Many people will know that I suffer with various health issues, including arthritis, and I'm having a conversation about potentially amputating both my feet, see if I can actually live better by actually removing the pain in my feet. Anyway, not sure you'd expect to hear that as a challenge, but that's a real life challenge. William, you're the co-host.
Yeah, you always said you're co-host, right? Yeah, I'm the co-host of the podcast, as always. Thanks very much for being with us. We've just recently passed a target that we set for ourselves at the end of this year as far as listens are concerned. We got to 20,000 listens, and we couldn't have done it without you, really couldn't have done it without you. You're the people that are just tuning in every episode and also sending us in questions to discuss. So we appreciate every single one of you, especially you sat there thinking about what they should do, but can't be bothered to do anything, especially that email that you've been putting off for about a week. Anyway, I like to do these things. I'm William Anklow. I'm one of the hosts. And what I do outside of the podcast, I'm a photographer. I'm also somebody who actually does my own live show every week on facebook.com/ shot at an angle, 7 p.m. GMT. My challenge this week, I think, has been, because I'm going to be going away next week, I've just got to get ahead. I want to get ahead of myself because I've got a whole week where I'm not going to be doing any work because I need to switch off for a week and just be somewhere else for a bit, which helps me recharge my batteries. But I'm well aware that I need to just keep on top of things so that that when I am away, things will just keep ticking over, especially, and most importantly, this podcast. Now, we do have a question today. I think this is the first question we've ever had from this part of the world, Stuart.
Yeah, Japan, and it's nice to have a different perspective, but what you can expect as we explore this is a wide-ranging conversation. Sometimes we debate it, sometimes we just explore both sides, but these are conversations that need having, and I was thinking we need to keep talking about the uncomfortable truths that are out there and break the silence that perpetuate the systems that are underpinning the constant cycle of unsustainable growth that we see, and growth is constant growth has seen some people in society emerge from squalor and poverty, but actually the way we keep pushing, it's going to put people back into it, and that's why we keep talking about these big issues. And Anzu from Japan helps add to those conversations, but that's why we're here, to talk about the big issues.
Yes, and every single question, and this may sound like a bit of a mute point in some ways, but every single question that we get sent to us, we will discuss, because we're not a filter in so many ways, are we, Stuart? We're just here to discuss these questions and discuss them from our own point of view, and try to be as balanced with these discussions as well, and try not to put too much emphasis, put most emphasis on what we're saying rather than the actual person that's saying it. Because there's, you know, we don't know Anzu. We don't know you, of course. We only know you through the question you sent us. Some people might even give us a little message, but we don't know what the inflection is on this question, do we? So we have to tread carefully with it. A bit like how you should walk through nature as well. Just tread carefully be careful with where what you say and how you say it.
Yeah, we had a very different experience on Saturday just gone, William. We've taken this podcast live in front of an audience as live and unscripted. We will talk about that more on a future episode because we're knackered. But it was actually nice to hear an audience question. The audience were in front of us. And it's nice to actually hear the inflection in the voices as they ask the question.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, that's going to, like with a lot of things, it's going to take a while to sink in, you know, to actually think about how what impact that's had on us individually and what it's had on the audience. We hope it's had an impact as much as every single podcast episode. Even if it's just a little impact, you might make a small change in your life to make yourself maybe more sustainable, live more sustainably, and maybe open your eyes to maybe what's happening locally to you that you might want to start to get involved with. It's often, I actually had a very good conversation with somebody recently about how it's not really the big things. It's not really the big things to change that make the difference, because changing a big thing in your life can often lead you going back to your original habits because it becomes overwhelming. It's actually the little things, the little steps, and you do a small step and you never know where that will lead to. I think there's a quote from, now I'm trying to remember this, the Lord of the Rings quote, and it's like Bilbo Baggins has said something along the lines of, you know, be careful, you know, put one foot in front of the other, but be careful what you do. But wait, I don't know, it's something like if you just put one foot in front of the other, you never know where you'll be swept off to. You never know where you're going to end up, you know. So these smaller steps are really the most important things. And we hope we can help you with that.
So the live event we'll talk about more, which happened last Saturday, we'll talk about more on a future episode. But the key thing with that, we tried to come up with localised actions to help with quality of life in the environment where we live. And we're trying to do that through these podcasts, not just the live events. And what we guarantee you today through this podcast, this discussion, we will try and come up with some actions that help address the question we discuss, so we can all take that away.
Yeah.
So exploring the big issues and trying to find a way forward is what we do.
Yeah.
And multiple subjects interplay. We've often said it's social justice, philosophy, human condition, climate, all those things. So to reiterate, Anzu from Japan, thanks for your question. Do the public suffer from climate emergency fatigue?
Yeah, I think, again, it's not an answer you can give yes or no to. It seems like a very yes or no, black and white answer. It all depends, really. It all depends what is meant by the fatigue of it all. Are you fatigued because you can kind of see the direction that we're heading, and no matter what you try to do yourself, you're an activist, for example, of any description, that nobody's listening to what you're saying. Nothing's changing. There is that side of things. Or is it just like, because you've been told continuously to stop driving your car, stop flying, stop doing this, stop doing that, it becomes almost like, well, what can I do? What can I do? You know, how can I really change? Or is it the fact that, you know, it's such a big thing? You know, climate crisis and the climate change is such a big thing. We have to remember, this is not just it can feel very insurmountable, and that's where fatigue probably can come from, right?
It can. It can also come from the message being too samey, and you know, so you have to think about the story behind the message. You have to think about, you know, is there a pathway built into that message that you can take? Instead of being told, it's not, we always say, it's not about what you do, it's how you do it. It's not about not driving, it's about thinking about, do you need to at this point? And going back to mixing it up, and I think the human mind, the human ear, it becomes inured to stuff it says too often, so you have to keep mixing it up. And a good example of that was the top of this podcast. We've got rid of the theme tune, William, and we've brought in a new way into the podcast where we extract three key statements in the recording, put it at the beginning, and then bullet point those statements with the striking of Big Ben in London.
Yeah.
With a bit of bird song behind. So, you know, it's about, you know, people get used to listening. Oh, well, we don't have to listen to the first minute of this podcast because it's the theme tune.
Yeah, yeah.
If you mix it up, you throw something else in there, the mind picks it up.
Yeah, yeah. I've been following a specific YouTube channel recently. Some really interesting material, but I know that they'll have an advert at the start, and I skip it. Mm. They actually place an advert directly into their own material. And I'm like, I skip it. I'm not interested. I'm not interested at all. I want to go to the material. It's a bit like also like how, you know, if you were to move next to into a house next to a very, very busy road, the first day you'd hear it, the second day you hear it less, the third day less. And eventually you just don't hear it at all, do you? It becomes background noise. It also reminds me of this whole thing of like, I've worked in offices before where they have air conditioning on almost continuously. And it's almost like a grey noise. You don't notice it. The only time you notice it is when it switches off and then you realise how quiet it gets. It's quite interesting. But it's that sort of thing, isn't it? It's sort of like that can be fatigue, can't it? You know, that you've actually, you've switched off because you're not, because you've heard it before. You don't want to hear it again. You want to hear it slightly. It's got to be repackaged. It's got to be redone in a different way. You've got to come at it from almost from a different angle, maybe.
Yeah, and it's not just for the recipient, it's the person who's telling the story. Yeah. If you keep doing the same old, you get bored with it yourself. You may not even notice you're getting bored with it, but you do.
Again, I refer to a YouTuber that I've been following for nearly, over 10 years, and every so often he'll just literally just throw the whole thing up in the air and see what lands and see how it lands again. He said he's got to do it because if he doesn't do that, then he becomes fatigued himself. So it's that thing. But I think the public do suffer from... I think we use the word public here, which is quite a generic term, isn't it? Let's make it really, 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 really simple and say, do I suffer with climate emergency fatigue? Think about that from your own point of view. I would say I would, because it's like, in so many ways, there's so many facets to it, isn't there? There's so many sort of like the reasons why you can get fatigued, and fatigue also leads to boredom, doesn't it? You know, there's so many different facets to it.
Are you getting fatigued personally because on being a recipient, you know, so you're receiving the information, or are you getting fatigued on being the transmitter of the information?
Definitely the receiver. I mean, actually, when we're having this conversation now, we're really talking about climate fatigue, aren't we? We're actually trying to, that doesn't really come into my own thinking. We're having an intellectual conversation about this question. Which I specifically enjoy, and I don't get fatigued with at all. It's when you hear the same thing said over and over again, and then you get the same arguments from both sides, and you're like, well, where is the actual truth in all of this as well? You know, we had a great question from Reginald, didn't we? Who said I'm a climate denier, and you know, nobody knows why the 3-degree change is important. You know. And I thought that was a great question, actually. I thought that was a brilliant question. But that I think that comes from his own fatigue, his own climate emergency fatigue, maybe.
I mean, the thing is, we have to remember, you know, people need to keep receiving. We have to be creative in how we receive and give out the information. So be creative in the story. Be creative in the support in different people in front of you may need. Be creative in the solutions you provide, because this whole process is a creative thing. And as William said there, you get two polarized views, but nothing happens until you sit down and find the common ground in the middle. So if you're trying to help somebody who is suffering climate crisis fatigue, maybe sit down and actually, instead of trying to package it up in a different way, listen to their frustrations and then form the package around that instead of forming the package around what you think their frustrations are.
I think it's also really important with any sort of conversation to actually know and understand who you're talking to and how to talk to them. I think that's another way of looking at it. You know, some people just need to be handheld a little bit more with what you're saying and be a lot more descriptive. Other people don't need that. They can talk more directly to them. Yeah, just thinking about sort of like experiences in my own life recently and about how some people deal with certain situations. Nothing to do with climate emergency, but it feeds into this, I think. You know, how do you actually really respond to information in the first place and how the information is given to you? So if you're dictated to, it's really quite a hard thing to sort of take in, isn't it? Really, I think that's the thing. And when it's the continuous, like over and over and over again, the same message, it needs to be rephrased. It needs to be mixed up because, you know, our attention spans are not the longest. And that's everybody we're speaking about here. We don't have the greatest attention span as a human being. We are all human beings. We don't have a huge, great attention span, and we need to mix it up.
I think we've gone as far as we can on that one. But to mix it up a bit more, we've been talking recently about the new series we're going to be doing, Indigenous Voices. And we said we're talking to be Chase Iron Eyes. And we're actually booked in a recording with him on the 15th of October.
Yes.
And a good man, you know. And well, something we did say on a conversation we had with him online the other day, when we do another one of these live face-to-face events like we did on Saturday, if he's in the country, because he's based in the Dakotas in America, if he's in the country, we'd love to have him as a panel speaker.
Yeah.
How good would that be?
Yeah, and actually, Stuart used a word about this whole conversation. We've had a couple of conversations with both Chase and Jesse, of course, yeah? And you used the word, I never thought I'd ever hear you say, Stuart. Do you know what that word was?
Oxygenited. No, what? Excited?
Excited? You said you were excited. I almost fell off my chair.
I could be excited about it.
But you actually used the word. Whether it's got a word in front of it, it doesn't matter. You use the word excited. Stuart never gets excited about anything apart from that muffin he's going to eat in about 10 minutes' time.
Yeah. Something I am interested in, William, you've come up with another idea for a series. And you haven't told me too much about it. Anybody who's listening, they might be interested. So, you've got a series you've got in your mind called Have You Ever Considered? What's that about?
Yeah, that's a nucleus of an idea. And I was actually thinking about this morning because it sat in my inbox to do something with. And basically, I want to take a topic, an idea, almost like a lifestyle idea or just one specific topic. Say, for example, have you ever considered driving less? And then maybe giving ideas of how you can drive less. Have you ever considered eating less meat? Have you ever considered telling Stuart that you should be more excited? No, that sort of, you know, just actually, that's the nucleus of the idea. I don't know when that's going to come out. We haven't even created the pilot episode yet, Stuart. So let's temper the waters a little bit. But I'd like to think that something will be coming out in the new year. Just keep an eye out, listen out for that. And again, it just mixes up the format, and often that will just be myself and Stuart on our own. You know, we're going to be trusted with a podcast on our own. Can you bear that burden on your own, Stuart, do you think?
After 200 plus episodes, I think I could cope with that. But yeah, I mean, how we factor in these extra series is it just gets thrown in to the mix. You'll get your usual run-of-the-mill podcasts that we do answering listener questions. You'll get the ones where we have guests, but you'll get the Indigenous Voices. You'll get the Have You Ever Considered being slotted in. They're like sub-series. But yeah. I want to take you back quickly, William. Anzu's question today from Japan. Do the public suffer with climate emergency fatigue? What action can we throw out there that you and I can take and maybe whoever's listening?
I think we're talking about... Let's just talk about fatigue in its most basic form. Fatigue is not the same as being tired of something. Fatigue is something that's a long-term, ongoing thing, isn't it? It creeps up on you often as well. I've certainly had fatigue, physical fatigue this year. So the way I would look at it, an action for you is to like maybe just switch off the notifications of your phone for a day. You know, so you're not getting bombarded with news, you're not getting bombarded with these messages. Maybe even just another action is to if you're looking at a specific news website all the time, go and look at another news website in a different part of the world, because you'll be able to either be an English version or you'll be able to translate it. There's a great website, which I might try to link in our future newsletter, which is just literally a newspaper map of the world. And it lists the website of thousands and thousands, if hundreds of thousands of newspapers across the world, where you can actually just pick one from. I can sometimes randomly pick one in Fiji or something like that and see what they're talking about. Because it just takes you out of that cycle of I'm so bored of this. This is so much. I can't take any more of this sort of information. It's so doom mongering, all that sort of thing. What do you think, Stuart? That's my action.
Well, my action sort of ties in with that. It's just try and find a bit of variety. Just try and mix it up. Just throw it up in the air, see how it lands. You know, it's very easy to say, I'm not in my generation, my culture, we don't do that. You can close the door on culture. Culture is a very powerful thing, but you can close the door on it and you can make personal decisions. You know, so I would say just try and bring a bit of variety. Variety of what you listen to, variety of what you say and how you say it, variety in what you do and how you do it. Just mix things up. Yeah, I think I'll leave you to sign out, William.
Yeah, I would say once more, 20,000 listens. We're so pleased to have got this far. I mean, Stuart and I would say, and I could probably speak on his behalf mostly, that we started this podcast with an idea, with a strong idea. We had this idea of having a live show pretty much from the start. So having that in the bag, having the 20,000 listens in the bag done, let's grow this podcast together. Because like I said, you listening right now, there sat in the corner fretting about whether you should have done your tax return by now. Not that I'm projecting anything there at all, right? You know, you are an integral part of this podcast and move now and moving forward. So thanks very much for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode, or at least you'll hear us in the next episode.